Years ago, when I married a Brooklyn boy, I had no idea of how much the city of New York would become a part of my life. Family visits, Broadway shows, student trips, and holiday celebrations brought me back to the city that never sleeps, over and over again. And each time I arrived, I hit the ground running, visiting favorite places and seeing new sights. When we chaperoned student groups, our first stop was the top of the World Trade Center, where we'd take a breathless elevator ride toward the stratosphere in order to give everyone a better idea of what we would see and where we would go during the following week of wonders. Of course, that routine abruptly changed after 9/11/2001. We still went to the Trade Center site, but now we called it Ground Zero, after the largest foreign attack on U.S. soil destroyed the Twin Towers and the lives of thousands of people. Now each time we go to the Big Apple, we pay a visit to the 9/11 memorial site, and over the past 10 years, we've seen it recover and rise again, with a new tower, those incredible waterfall footprints of the original structures, a memorial museum, and a plaza that boasts a forest of oak trees. But in the middle of the forest stands a lone calorie pear tree, the only one of its kind in the new surroundings. Beneath its spreading branches, there are often flags, coins, insignia, teddy bears, or flowers, left as tributes by visitors who want to somehow voice their emotions and their belief in a human spirit that cannot be diminished. The calorie pear is called the survivor tree, because of all the trees, shrubs, and flowers that once served to landscape the original 16-acre complex, it was the only plant that lived through the destruction of the towers and the 3 billion pounds of debris that resulted. Discovered by recovery workers, its bark was severely burnt and its limbs reduced to stumps. But a sprout of green leaves was found beneath the rubble, and just that sign of life seemed to lift the spirits of all who were present. A plan to try and save the little tree was developed, and it was carefully removed and transported to a nursery in the Bronx, where it was nursed back to health over a period of 9 years. In December 2010, the tree was returned to the World Trade Center site and placed in the center of the oak-lined plaza. The memorial was opened to the public on September 12, 2011, one day after the 10th anniversary ceremony held for families of the victims. The opening day was marked for survivors who had been at the World Trade Center on 9/11 to gather and pay their respects. They brought blue ribbons to tie on the branches of the survivor tree. When it had been pulled from the wreckage 10 years before, its gnarled limbs stood only 8 feet tall. But now it proudly displayed its fluttering ribbons over 30 feet high, marking its place as a symbol of resilience and renewal. Today, the tree continues to stand at attention throughout the year, announcing spring with a cover of white blossoms, providing shady respite in summer, displaying a blaze of autumn color, and standing silent sentry in winter's light. It has become an emblem of rebirth and our shared strength in the face of terrorism. If you plan a trip to New York City, be sure to include a visit to the survivor tree. I guarantee it will lift your spirits.